And here's today's news from Rail Technology Magazine in association with Trans City Rail on Tuesday the 16th of April 2024. West Midlands Railway has begun a new era for Birmingham's iconic Cross City Line this week with the launch of their brand new Class 730 train fleet. This £1 billion investment significantly improves the passenger experience for the millions who travel this line each year, connecting Birmingham to destinations like Lichfield, Redditch and Bromsgrove. The new fleet boasts a third more capacity than its 30-year-old predecessor, with 48 three-carriage trains forming a total of 144 new carriages. WMR is providing passengers with more space to travel comfortably. These modern trains feature spacious interiors with walk-through carriages, ensuring a more pleasant journey. Ian McConnell, managing director of West Midlands Railway, said, "The rollout of the Class 730s onto this key Birmingham commuter route is a vital part of our £1 billion investment in new trains and infrastructure as we continue modernising our rail network." A new record has been broken at stations managed by LNER. The operator has recorded more than 250,000 requests for passenger assistance in the last 12 months from April 2023. LNER says its recovery from the pandemic remains one of the strongest in the industry as it attracts more people than ever to rail. LNER has also opened its first passenger assist lounge at Newcastle Central Station, with more expected to be launched according to the operator's accessibility and travel manager Charlie Woodhead. Charlie said, "We are delighted to see more and more people choosing to travel with LNER and we want everyone to enjoy the best possible experience. We believe that parity of information and parity of service for customers is so important and we're proud that they trust our service." Alstom has announced it's partnered with Atkins Realis and Polytechnic Montreal to develop a programme of training that will drive improvements across sustainable rail mobility expertise. This news comes as the rail industry across North America is set to significantly expand in the coming years, making access to green mobility resources critical. As the rail industry expands, it's anticipated that 52,000 new engineering professionals will be needed by 2033. This figure would mean an increase of 40% over the course of the next decade, with the electrical engineering sector expected to suffer from a labour shortage thanks to the acceleration of energy transitioning, specifically in the electrification of transport. And that's the latest. Don't forget to like and subscribe to make sure you receive every new bulletin. And check out our stories in full on our website, railtechnologymagazine.com.